In Milwaukee, folk singer David Drake led about 200 people gathered in O'Donnell Park in a sing-along.
Peace will come. Let it begin with me. Repeat after me, please.
The Saturday rally was sponsored in part by local labor unions. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President David Newby says unions have been slow to join the anti-war effort. But the National AFL-CIO passed a resolution calling for troop withdrawal at its annual convention in July. Since then, Newby says organized labor is playing a larger role in rallies like this one.
We are proud to be a part of the movement that's trying to take back this country from those who would lead us into unnecessary and disastrous wars and would wreck our own country in the process.
Sunday afternoon, a few hundred miles north and west of Milwaukee, at a busy intersection in Wisconsin Dells, about 50 people gathered on the lawn in front of the Country Kitchen restaurant. They carried signs reading, "Impeach Bush and Cheney and honk if you want to bring the troops home." Among them was Vietnam-era veteran Bert Sylvander, who trained dozens of soldiers, many of whom died in that war. He has two grandsons who've just returned from Iraq.
I mean, both of them were against the war. They went over there because they couldn't get a job. And then they went and they were lied to when they said, "You're going to be engineers. The war is going to be over in 3 months. You'll be building schools and everything else." They didn't even take their equipment with them.
"Hey guys, come a little closer, maybe."
Sylvander doesn't agree with critics who say peace demonstrations undermine troop morale. He says soldiers like his grandsons understand the protests target the war and not the soldiers fighting it.
The troops over there, 72% of them now, when in a poll, said they want the hell out of there within the year. And my boys being over there, they said, "Keep it up, Grandpa." In fact, when they were here on leave, they walked with us.
Another Vietnam veteran, Steve Polina, carries a sign reading, "Support the troops, bring them home now." He flew resupply missions during his time in Vietnam and says he supported that war until he saw what it looked like on the ground, and he says Iraq looks much the same to him now.
"We're basically, all we do is hole up in little enclaves and fire bases, go out on patrols, get shot at, and then come back, and I don't see... We never knew who the enemy was in Vietnam, and I don't see how they don't know who the enemy is in Iraq."
Marty Preston of the Bring the Troops Home Coalition organized the Wisconsin Dells protest. She says such events are needed to remind the public the war is affecting people here at home. Her group has also sponsored a local memorial to fallen soldiers from Wisconsin and Illinois as part of an effort to reach out to families who've lost loved ones.
And the parents are extremely grateful for that. A lot of them feel that their kids have just been used, and there's just, you know, once used, they're done. I'm not just out here fighting to bring them home so they won't get killed. I'm honoring the kids who have already lost their lives. I don't know what more I can do.
The Bush administration has warned violence in Iraq will likely get worse before it gets better, and the troop pullout will lead to a bloody civil war. A national protest is planned in Washington, D.C. today. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.